And on this weekend in March, many people are finishing their tax forms, or at least thinking about it. This year, like every year, a growing number of people will be stuck with a higher tax bill than they might have expected. The alternative minimum tax affects millions of Americans, and unless it is changed, it will come to affect millions more. That's one of the tax matters we're going to discuss this morning with Sandra Block. She's the personal finance columnist for USA Today. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
The basics first, for people who don't know, what is the alternative minimum tax?
Well, the alternative minimum tax was initially created for all the best reasons. It was designed to prevent very rich people using sophisticated tax dodges to avoid paying taxes at all, and dates back to the Lyndon Johnson administration. Nobody really argued with the reason it was created, but it was never indexed to inflation, and over the years, more and more regular people who don't consider themselves that wealthy at all have ended up finding that they have to pay it.
How do you determine who has to pay this tax?
Well, depends on where you live, because one of the deductions that triggers the alternative minimum tax is the deduction for state and local income taxes. People who live in California, New York, Massachusetts, or the District of Columbia, and to some extent some other states, pay high state income taxes, and they deduct those on their tax returns. But because those taxes were originally worked into the alternative minimum tax as something that would be disallowed for these very rich people, just ordinary people who are deducting these taxes on their tax returns are finding out that they are subject to the AMT, which basically kicks out those deductions and forces them to pay more tax.
The point is that if you take a lot of deductions, if you think you're about to save a lot on your tax bill, you're going to find out that no, all those deductions cease to exist and you pay either 26 or 28% of all your income straight across.
Right, but what's really insidious about this tax is that some deductions are fine and some deductions aren't. You could have an enormous house and deduct all the mortgage interest on your tax returns, and that will not trigger the AMT because mortgage interest is not affected by this tax. You could make wonderful charitable contributions and deduct all of those, and that won't trigger it either. But if you pay a lot in state income tax, if you pay a lot in property tax, which is true for many people now because home values have increased so much, that will subject you to the AMT. And that's why people find this so objectionable, because a very wealthy single guy in Wyoming could totally avoid the AMT, whereas a fairly middle-class family in New York could have to pay it.
If you're a taxpayer who's creeping into those upper middle income brackets where you might start to have a problem here, is there anything you can do about it?
There's really not a lot that you can do. There are a few tweaks that you can make to avoid it, but if you're taking deductions that are legitimate for you anyway, not taking those deductions is going to increase your tax bill. So it's hard to say don't deduct your state and local taxes. You'll end up paying more under the traditional system in that way as well.
Sandra Block is a personal finance columnist for USA Today. And Sandra, we've just talked about people who might be shafted in effect. They can't take deductions, but for those who still can, I understand there is an additional deduction that some people might take advantage of this year.
Yes, there is. In the corporate tax bill that Congress approved last year, it included a new deduction for sales taxes. Now, the trick here is that you have to choose. If you deduct state income taxes, you can't deduct state sales taxes. You have to choose one or the other. But where this really is beneficial is there are at least 7 states that have no state income tax. So for these people, if they itemize on their tax return, this is a whole new deduction for them. So they, in a sense, will be able to cut their taxes. And even some people in states with income taxes may find that the amount that they paid in sales taxes was greater than the amount that they paid in state income taxes. In that case, choosing the sales tax may lower their tax bill as well.
If I wanted to claim this, would I have to have a receipt for every sales tax-related purchase that I made in 2004?
No, you would not. The IRS has published tables that provide sort of average sales tax amounts based on your income, the number of exemptions that you take, where you live. It's in publication 600. You can find it at irs.gov. And if you go to these tables, you can just sort of use their average as the amount that you would deduct. So you don't need to get all your receipts. If you bought a car last year or a boat, you're allowed to add that on to the IRS amount. But even if you just spent a lot, or your state has particularly high sales tax, it's certainly worth looking at because it may result in a lower tax bill for you.
Sandra Block of USA Today, thanks very much.
Thank you.
To find out if the alternative minimum tax might affect you, visit npr.org. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, edited by Doreen McAllister and Bridget Kelly. Our commentaries editor is Maeve McGoran. Our show editors include Vladimir Dubinsky, Jeffrey Katz, with Shannon Rhodes at NPR West.
The editorial staff includes Emily Barocas, Lisa Chow, Jordana Hochman, Joel Riddle with Bracton Booker here at NPR West. Our senior editor is Bruce Oster. Our senior producer is Robin Gradison.
Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh.